This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3389 for Thursday, the 29th of July 2021. Today's show is entitled, Tales of a Tagger. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 6 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, adventures and mishaps tagging past shows.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Archer72. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. This episode is on my adventures and mishaps tagging past shows. When the page was last generated on the link that I'll show, which is on 2021-06-11 at 2043 UTC. There are 323 shows without summaries, 306 shows without tags, 270 shows with neither summaries or tag, and 354 shows which need work.
The instructions are as follows. Find a show in the list below. Check in the list which attributes are missing, summaries and or tags. Click the show number or title to visit the show page. Read the show notes and listen to the show to determine the missing information. And last, submit your updates by email to tags@hackerpublicradio.org. Please send a simple ASCII email. No HTML, please, and no multi-part encrypted or signed messages. The script cannot handle them at the moment. We are working on a solution to some of this. Though, remember, the internals of an email are complex and the script isn't clever enough to deal with all the possible formats. Please be gentle with it. Format the message as follows, and this will be left in the show notes. Start the show with, for example, show :1234. If either the summary or the tags are already present on the show, you can omit them from the group. It is not possible to change existing summaries or tags by this route, only to add missing ones. Ensure the summary text isn't longer than 100 characters. The tags need to be separated by commas. If you need to add a tag with a comma in it, enclose the tag in a double quotes. The length of the tag list can't exceed 200 characters. You can update more than one show per email if you want. Blank lines between the groups of show/summary/tags lines are fine as shown, as are comments beginning with the pound sign. Updates will be processed with a script which is run manually, and this page will be refreshed once the changes have been made. The timestamp above shows when it was last refreshed. So now is the part where I broke a few of these rules and kind of interrupted the script. I got carried away with one show and broke the 100 character rule limit for the tags. Using Vim, so this now I remember that this can be checked by hitting the dollar sign to get to the end of the line and see what the number of last characters to see, make sure you're not beyond 100. And with the next show I did, tags four, I went too far with way too many tags and went beyond the 200 character limit. I found these are actually reasonable limits. It's just that I did not notice them in the notes, and that's why I'm making this show, because they will break the script. So, in summary of this part, don't be like me. Gently use these tools and they will serve you well. So now for the tools I've been using this past week for the tagging. I use an i3 window manager, and then I can use mPlayer and Vim in two windows side by side to make the editing easy. And with mPlayer, I play the audio file faster without pitch increase due to what I saw on Ken Fallon's site, which I will leave in the show note. There is an alias to this that for mPlayer that Ken left in his blog. Another way that I used was I have the Termux app from F-Droid, and I downloaded a show via wget because Firefox does not show a progress bar, so the download just shows up when it wants to. And then I used Podcast Addict. Bookmark the tags as I'm listening to the show, and I usually listen to about 1.5 times. The advantage of using the tags, the bookmarks that are in the Podcast Addict are they have timestamps where it was tagged and also the name of the show all in one. And then you can export it with a zip file. And then I share it. I commonly use Pushbellit when I'm taking files from one device to another, like my phone to my computer. And I'll leave a link as to where this can be found. And then when I think I've edited or tagged enough shows, then I download the zip files on my laptop and use the terminal side by side with my i3 manager again. And that's it. So these are two of the ways that I enjoy old shows, and you can too, and also lend a hand at the same time. Thank you for listening. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.